Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes at night.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrift.
It's on the first standing pile. Take caller 9 now at 844-999-OLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. But first, Robin, have we managed to drink in time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Austin here!
And The Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today, we toast the police of Pleasant Hill, Florida. I mean, not that anything here is anyone's fault. It's just kind of a bizarre story. We go to Pleasant Hill, Florida.
There's a hill in Florida?
You know there's not. It's just called Pleasant Hill. Flat as hell, but well, they couldn't call it Pleasant Hell, so they went with Pleasant Hill. But it's a community, Miles. And at about 4 p.m., a deputy responded to the report of a possible burglary in progress on Driver's Lane. So naturally, the cop shows up, and he took his canine out of the patrol car while they waited for backup to arrive.
Sounds to me like a bathroom break.
Well, basically what happened is there was a cow nearby. Now, I'm making this up. There was a cow nearby. That distracted the dog. And then the dog and the cow started getting after each other. And eventually the dog bit the cow. So now the cop, who's there for a burglary, has to run over and separate his dog from the cow. And in an attempt to protect the cow from further injuries, the deputy, he tased the canine. That is right. Well, the dog was taken into leash control, as they say, and returned to the deputy's vehicle, just leaving him in the back, knowing he'd recover. But because now the cow was reacting to the dog then struck the deputy and the female property owner, because now the cow was all jazzed up because it's not happy about the dog. Both of them are injured, not sure about the severity of their injuries. Finally, backup arrives to deal with the initial call, which was the burglary call. Yeah, it turns out that was a false alarm.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Jeez, it was.
So you show up to a burglary call. You're the cop. You have your canine unit, which I understand. You got to send him forward. There happens to be a cow nearby on the property. The dog bites the cow. The cop tases the dog. He takes the dog back to the car. At this point, the cow's pissed. And then the cow charges the cop and a woman that lives on the property, only to find out that the burglary call was bunk in the first place. Ta-da!
That's a wild story.
It's so stupid.
Can't believe he tased his own dog.
Well, I guess, I mean, like, I don't think a taser would do much on a cow. I don't know. I'm sure I'll be corrected. But I guess, like, he made the, like, look, I'm not going to get a lawsuit for this, right? The dog's taking down the cow. Let me tase the dog, take it back to the car.
So the cow attacks the car?
The deputy walks back out to now talk to the woman, who I presume owns the cow. I don't have that information, back on her property. Like, hey, what you just saw, I took care of it, right? But as he's approaching the woman, the cow now takes his ass out, then takes out the woman. And when the other cops show up, yeah, there was nothing to be there for in the first place. Because that's how the world works in Florida. So let's drink.
That is wild, man.
That is, everything about that is stupid. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola! All right, Wobbin the Gay Man!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the Men's Room.
How's it going?
Hola! All right there, Marky Mark. You understand how this here game is played?
Yes, sir.
Fantastic. I will do for you what I've been doing all week, basically to one-up Miles. I'm going to offer you one of three stories for you to pick one. We can go traditional, in which case I would have you guess the ethnicity or the race of the person you believe is behind it. We will also offer you, much like yesterday's program, the opportunity to guess which state a specific story happened in. And finally, a story where you would have to guess which bodily fluid was used.
All right, as far as the ethnicity question is concerned.
Yes,
what is, just give me a brief summary of that.
This is a holdover from yesterday. It was not picked. It still takes place in the fine state of Arizona.
All right.
That is the ethnicity.
Okay. And what is it dealing with subject matter wise?
Basically a domestic. A girlfriend.
A domestic?
Throwing something at her boyfriend, yes.
Okay. And it's in Arizona.
It is in Arizona.
All right. What's our next choice as far as the state options?
The states. And, you know, once again, West Virginia would be one of the options. In this case, it involves a woman who butchered a deer in the middle of a nail salon while the nail salon was open. There are people sitting there getting their nails done.
All right.
Well, she drags it in.
That's interesting.
That is interesting. Okay. And then finally, the bodily fluids we go to, I believe it is New York State, but a place called Pine Island. Pine Island in New York.
Okay. All right. There you go, Mark. What are you thinking?
Let's go with the state.
You want to go with the state? With the state.
All right.
All right. State it is, my friend. Here is your story. There's a photo from a nail salon. Ended up going viral, but not for a reason that you'd guess why. A woman by the name of Morgan Taylor. She's studying at university. She's getting her nails done at a place called Diamond Nails. When she said one of the nail technicians began to butcher a deer in the middle of the salon. She says, hunting for a new nail salon, talk about multitaskers, manicures, pedicures, and amateur deer butchers. Oh, dear. Now, she told a local news outlet that she was shocked and reported it to the Board of Cosmetic Art Examiners, which I didn't know existed. According to the board, Diamond Nails inspecting grade, it's a 96 out of 100, so they cannot believe this happened.
Okay.
Meanwhile, the review section of the salon's Facebook page has been cluttered with people commenting on the now viral videos. I can't believe you think it's all right, etc., etc. Now, the board did not respond to a request for comment about the incident, but according to its website, salons can be fined up to $1,000 for complaints. So again, a woman's at a nail salon, and one of the nail technicians begins butchering a deer on the floor in the middle of the salon. Do you believe this happened in the state of Kentucky, the state of West Virginia, the state of North Kakalaki, or the state of Alabama? So Kentucky, West Virginia, North Carolina, or Alabama, this actually happened in one of the states.
I'm going to go with North Carolina.
North Carolina.
I'm kind of shocked they're all in the South. When you said deer butchering in a nail salon, for some reason I just thought Michigan.
That's fair.
That's what I thought too, actually.
That's fair, like Michigan, Wisconsin, all that kind of stuff. But no, in this case, it happened in the South.
And it's one of the nail technicians.
Yeah, that's what makes it. It's not like someone dragged this thing in off the street and they were crazy. I mean,
she did. She drugged the deer in.
I mean, she drugged the deer in, but what I'm saying is, like, this is a fellow employee.
Do we know how the deer died?
I assume hunting.
Right, but it doesn't say, like, a gunshot, bow.
It just says that she dragged the deer in and started butchering it right there.
I can say this. I do believe in the state of West Virginia, if you do have roadkill, you can take that roadkill home, depending on how, you know.
That might be a good
situation.
You can.
And you're able to, whether it's deer season or not, I think there's a law that says you're allowed to take the deer home and quarter it if you want.
That is correct. And I want to say a few other states have joined in.
Right. Mark, have you ever been to West Virginia?
Briefly, I'm just passed through.
Okay. I will tell you this.
You did it right.
It's not that I'm not saying that there aren't nail salons there. There might be. I'm not sure as far as what's going on as far as beauty is concerned in West Virginia. What I will tell you is you could have squirrels running around on the floor of the salon while someone butchers a black bear and no one would bat an eye. So I'm going to say that West Virginia is probably not the call.
You're saying this wouldn't even be news?
This would not be an issue. Someone would not be shocked or surprised to see this.
Okay.
They would ask maybe if, once all was said and done, if they could get some ground deer or how they were going to take care of it.
Sure.
They might ask for a little bit of the meat.
All right.
Kentucky, the only salons in Kentucky, I would say, are probably in Lexington, Louisville, Frankfort, and maybe Owensboro.
I've heard of three out of four.
That would be completely normal there.
You think so?
I do.
I feel like if it was rural Kentucky, sure. I do feel like a city like Lexington, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you just dragged it in there, they still might find it a little odd.
You know?
Yeah, it's a huge metropolis.
Alabama, I can see this happening more.
Everybody can.
Yeah, and I can see more nail salons in Alabama because there's a bigger black population than there is in West Virginia or Kentucky.
What were the choices?
And I don't think that's abnormal there either.
Kentucky, West Virginia, North Carolina, or Alabama?
I think I'm going to go between Alabama and North Carolina. Ted?
Yeah, I'm not feeling Bama right now. North Carolina, to me, is the state, out of all those, that actually has bigger cities, like Charlotte.
They do.
Sure.
And there's Winston-Salem. There's Raleigh.
Yeah. But I'm trying to picture... I'm just trying to picture the employee, what they look like.
I have an image, but I have no way of knowing. But, like, I had this instant image that popped to mind. And it's not a good one.
That's factually correct.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And do you know what kind of deer was? White tail?
I don't know, man. I just know it's a deer.
You know what? For some reason, I'm leaning North Carolina.
Mark, are you going to stick with North Carolina?
I am.
That's your final answer?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Take your shirt off.
So there was a photo from a nail salon that went viral as a nail technician butchered a deer inside the salon on the floor during business hours with people in the chair. The question is, did this happen in the state of Kentucky, the state of West Virginia, the state of North Carolina, or the state of Alabama? Mark, you went North Carolina. Final answer, is that correct?
That is correct. And by the way, people are already mad at me. I'm just going to read some comments that came in. It's going to be West Virginia. That's a D move throw, constantly effing with Miles. Followed by, the answer is West Virginia. So people are voting for your home state.
I thought it might be West Virginia just because you're messing with Miles. What?
Hey, man, I don't come up with
the news
stories.
It was West Virginia yesterday. It can't be 2 days in a row. We're going to find out if it was the state of Kentucky, the state of West Virginia, the state of North Carolina, or the state of Alabama next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
We're going to a nail salon on Profile This and a photo that went viral.
Yeah.
Why? Because a woman who was working there brought a deer into the nail salon, which is a bit unusual. Then she proceeded to gut and clean the deer on the floor of the nail salon in front of customers.
Apparently she missed her calling as a butcher because I guess she did it well. I mean, she
very efficient.
But Mark, we asked you. Did you believe this happened in Kentucky, West Virginia, North Carolina, or Alabama? Now, everyone listening seems to think that I'm a turd of a human being, and just to razz Miles that this would happen in West Virginia, much like yesterday's story with the father who killed his daughter's boyfriend so that he could marry his daughter. That was West Virginia. So a lot of people thought that, just a reminder. But in the end, you decided I'm not that big of a turd of a human being, and you guessed North Carolina.
Okay. You are correct. Thank God.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm so glad.
I knew there wasn't a nail salon in West Virginia. I don't care. Thank you. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV, time for team.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, today you'll have David Spade. Seth Meyers. Jimmy Fallon.
Fallon.
Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Yeah, he says, we're on a team of professional writers.
They go out there and do the monologues. Other people write the jokes. So it's up to you to determine which of these late night hosts the joke might have come from, or is it a The Ted Smith original?
Correct, correct. I don't know if you guys saw this, but Little Caesars has been testing a new pizza that's half pizza, half cheesy breadsticks. And that sounds half crazy.
The Ted Smith.
Ted Smith.
That is a Ted Smith.
Okay, yeah. It was either that or maybe David Spade.
I was trying to do like a Seth Meyers.
Okay.
That's kind of what tipped me off.
Yeah.
Like, he's trying to sound like Seth, but Seth didn't say it. All right.
By the way, that pizza sounds delicious.
It does. Mm-hmm. I'm all in. Have you been to Little Caesar Rings? It's a hairstyling place I'm opening.
Like most of my family has.
Yeah, just cut the middle up. That's all.
It was announced that Tom Cruise was the only actor who could handle the G-forces from an F-14 in the first Top Gun. Tom Cruise said he had built up resistance from deflecting all the rumors.
David Spade.
Yeah, Spade.
That's Spade.
It was just announced that Tom Cruise was the only actor that could handle the G-forces from an F-14 in the first Top Gun. Tom Cruise said he had built up a resistance from deflecting all the rumors for the...
Actor Mark Wahlberg
and his third nipple
and TV host Dr. Oz have been fighting on social media this week about the importance of breakfast in people's diets. Call me crazy, but I'm going with the medical expert over Dr. Oz.
Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Actor Mark Wahlberg and TV host Dr. Oz have been fighting on social media this week about the importance of breakfast in people's diets. Call me crazy, but I'm going to side with the medical expert over Dr. Oz.
That is just a weird one. Mm-hmm. Those guys are
fighting.
I think
fighting. He's saying that Oz is not a medical expert.
I mean, what are they arguing about?
Push-ups.
They're arguing about breakfast.
There's one saying you don't need it, I guess?
Yeah.
You got to remember, Mark Wahlberg wakes up at 2 a.m. or something ridiculous. So I don't know I don't know when he eats his breakfast.
He's a well-paid cut psychopath.
He is. Shred it. Princess Cruises just set sail on a 111-day cruise around the world. They've actually come up with some names of what to call the cruise. First, there's 4 months of hell. Then there's like that one scene in Bridesmaids, but for 111 days. Finally, there's where honeymooners disappear on day 50 on an all-new date line.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, sounds like Jimmy Fallon.
It is!
Princess Cruises just set sail on a 111-day around-the-world cruise. They actually came up with some names for what to call the cruise. First, there's 4 months of hell. Then there's like that one scene in Bridesmaids, but for 111 days. And finally, there's where honeymooners disappear on day 50 on an all-new date line.
The newest dumb and potentially dangerous viral video, viral challenge is the outlet challenge, where you plug something in halfway, then drop a penny on the exposed part of it, of the prongs, to make it spark. I don't think it's going to take off, though. Kids these days have no sense.
Need Ted Smith. Ted Smith.
It's from the team of writers.
Oh. He's putting that one off on you, Mike.
Hey, I liked it.
Yeah.
I selected it. The navigation app Waze reportedly has a glitch that makes it appear the Borgata Casino in Atlantic City is actually in a remote state park 45 miles away. Luckily, Ted's bachelor party is just drunk enough not to notice. Seth Meyers.
The navigation app Waze reportedly has a glitch that makes it appear that the Borgata Casino in Atlantic City is actually in a remote state park 45 miles away. Luckily, Ted's bachelor party is just drunk enough to not notice.
How'd they use your name?
It's kind of funny.
That threw it off.
I know.
Of course that's yours. You used your own name.
I almost didn't pick it for that reason.
I did.
It's
ridiculous.
But then I did pay it, right.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's weird. Right. Actually, Seth Meyers and I are tight friends.
I see.
Yeah.
And he's invited.
Everybody knows that. I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but it's official. Mr. Peanut is dead.
Mm-hmm. Hope you were sitting down. Gonna hit you with this.
Yeah, a video posted showed Mr. Peanut driving his nutmobile.
Mm-hmm. Nutmobile.
God. That's not a euphemism.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, it sounds like something that should pull into a bag.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Hey, you're taking a ride on the nutmobile.
Yeah.
You're in the wrong bank.
So I didn't even realize this. I was so caught off guard by them killing off the character that Wesley Snipes, the comedian Matt Walsh, who played Mike McClintock on Veep, they were both in the video as mm-hmm. well. I did yeah, not know
they were hanging off on a tree off the side of a cliff.
But no one seemed to recognize that it was them. Like, right. Dear God, Mr. Peanut.
Well, they had to avoid an armadillo. The vehicle goes off a cliff. Three guys spill out, hanging on a branch. It's too heavy for all three of them. So Mr. Peanut sacrifices himself. Mr. Peanut's estate said, quote, "It's with heavy hearts that we confirm Mr. Peanut has passed away at 104 years old."
What I know of Wesley Snipes, Wesley kicked his ass off that tree.
I'm going down remembered like this. As the legume who always brought people together for nutty adventures at a good time.
That's not how I remember Mr.
Nutty
Peanut.
Adventures.
Is that how you remember Mr. Peanut? They go, all these crazy adventures. Like, no, he was...
No, it's diverticulitis.
He's the only talking peanut I've ever seen. That's all it is. He wore a monocle and a top hat.
I always remember him from sticking his cane in the Nutcracker's mouth. He was at like a Christmas party. There was a Nutcracker there, and he shoved his cane in there. He's like, "You're not getting me.
Get out of here."
Yeah, man. You never seen that one?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, he was
that for the Klondike Bar, friend. Life.
He was spry, as they say. Spry, 104 years old.
You want to get up in this show?
Mr. Peanut.
He's salty.
His funeral. Only part of Planner's Super Bowl ad that runs through the third quarter.
So has he officially died yet?
You know he's coming back.
Until it's really aired.
I mean, I'm with you. That's I feel like things, right? They want us to believe he's dead, but he's Mr. Peanut.
They're telling us when he's going to die, Super Bowl Sunday.
No, he's already dead.
They're saying the funeral's going to be, but I think he's going to pop out of there.
All right. You think he's going to be alive then?
Well, what are you going to introduce? Like
Captain Cashew.
Captain Cashew.
Alfred Amon.
So we got a whole cast of characters. It's fun. Pete the Pistachio.
Oh, hey, it's me, Pete. Like, I don't trust that pistachio named Pete, man.
Yeah,
hey,
Petey Pistachio.
Oh, hey, yeah, I mean, I was in a show, but now I'm out.
Macadamia Pete.
Macadamia Matt. Billy the Brazilian Nut. Help me out
here. My brother used to be Nigel, but I changed my name.
I'm Wally the Walnut.
Shut up, Wally.
Oh, hey, Wally.
Maybe they'll have a whole band. Maybe they'll have a whole gang.
Mr. Peanut.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Pistachio Pete, whoever.
Like, you can't replace Mr. Peanut at this point.
Hey, they replaced Colonel Sanders, right? I know it's a bunch of imposters, but they brought him back. You can replace Mr. Peanut.
Can I just say something about it? I realize they're setting up. Hopefully they have a follow-up to this. But I really
was dead.
I really was hoping that we, you know, like
they're going to incinerate him.
His funeral is during the third quarter.
I just think it sucks that they release all the commercials that are supposed to be like this big debut. You know, weeks.
But this one isn't out yet.
That commercial,
the funeral,
of them dying
is the,
yeah,
right.
But the new
right,
one.
That's the point. The funeral. Right.
That's
is the
big
Super Bowl ad.
All right, that's the one I'll look forward to.
Yeah. That's what they want you to do.
Right, I think that's the whole market.
He's getting cremated.
They're
going to
tell no seriously.
He's cremated.
I would have a very big funeral scene where, like, the Pillsbury Doughboys are like, he
tall green giant.
Yeah, he's like, ho, ho, ho.
All the food mascots show up.
That's what I mean. Like, to pay your respects to Mr. Peanut. You know, Pillsbury Doughboy tearing up.
The owl that licks the lollipop, whatever his name is.
Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, Tootsie Pop.
Yeah, you could have the dog that knows the secret to Bush's baked beans.
Oh, he would, you know what?
That's a real dog, though.
He would be the speaker. It's with a heavy heart that we talk about the loss of a food icon. You know me from Bush's Baked Beans.
Yeah, it's me, Duke.
I'm Duke. I'm here to pay tribute to the greatest of us all. Jolly Green Giant, glad you could make it.
Been on the weird
somebody
show
say
too.
Great, Tony.
Like, people come out of the woodwork because you forget, like, the reality one. You know what I mean? Like, the guys are in, like, the Noid.
Oh, God, like, right. The Noid from Domino's Pizza, he comes back.
All the weird ones.
The little pizza guy.
Miss him.
That makes everything twice as sad. Like, dude, do not let him do it. It's
oh,
all
I remember you. Yeah.
Sad.
Budweiser frogs.
Goodbye, Peanut.
They're all here.
Have you guys seen The Joker?
No. The movie, no.
You haven't watched it at night with your children yet?
No, I haven't watched it yet.
I don't think it's out yet.
Gather around, kids. Oh, it's out.
Joker? I mean, out as far as you being able to watch it at home.
You can.
Oh, can you?
Yeah, it's
all. That's what you talk about.
That's all I know. Like, right. But I got to be in the right frame of mind, man. I'm not going to watch it with the kids. I know that much, right?
I don't watch it for a while.
And then I get stoned and I watch it at night and I'm like, I'm not in the mood to feel that heavy.
What if I told you it's a blatant ripoff of Seinfeld?
The Joker movie.
Correct. There's a famous episode of a crazy, VD's going to be pissing me, Crazy Joe Davola, a character who appeared on multiple episodes of Seinfeld during its fourth season. Joe was mentally disturbed, failed comedian writer who blames Jerry for his failures. He's obsessed with and stalks Elaine.
Is he the guy that wore the face paint in the New Jersey Devils jersey?
No, that was Putty.
Oh, that was Putty. So this is a different character. Okay.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out who this guy
Putty's
was. Well, Crazy Joe, he's just in the one season, but he's like in there a few times.
All right.
There's a point where Joe's doctor worries he stopped taking his medication that would make him more violent, which is exactly what happened to Mr. Phoenix in Joker. In one scene, Joe dresses like a clown and is confronted by three men in Central Park. He beats them up what sounds like the subway scene in Joker.
Hmm.
I believe the clown he dressed up at is the clown from Pagliacci.
Oh.
What's his name?
The clown?
Yeah. Pagliacci the clown. I don't know.
I know that's the name of the...
It's Nipples the clown, everyone.
It's like tiramisu or something.
Yeah. And then when we last see Joe, he's jumping out of the stands to attack Jerry at a taping of his TV pilot. I mean, it seems like Joker just ripped off one season of Seinfeld.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I think there's no doubt about it. You should see the sequel. They rip off Full House. It's crazy.
Do they?
Oh, man. It's so obvious.
Do you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm to try to get your Seinfeld fix now?
I like Curb.
I mean, I know it's not, they're not similar, but they're close enough.
They are.
It's kind of like Frasier and Cheers, you know. Somewhere in the same ballpark.
Yeah, I like Curb Your Enthusiasm. I thought the... The new season was a little... I mean, it's the first episode.
Sure.
It was a lot.
It's dark.
Right? I was like, I don't know if he's doing all that stuff. All right. I've been trying to get to this, so we're going to talk about it. Celebrities and the foods they hate. A lot of these people are TV stars.
Okay, why don't you say...
say the celebrity.
Why don't you say the celebrity? We'll try to figure out what food they hate.
Okay. Ice tea. Rapper, actor.
I know he doesn't like... Well, no... I know he'd never had a bagel before. I think it was a bagel and coffee or something. And I do remember this within the past year that he tried a couple things. Not that he doesn't like them. I don't think he ever had them.
I'm going to guess Linda's chicken salad with the raisins.
Black coffee. He tried it for the first time in 2018 and said, quote, I can pretty much tell you this is the last time I will ever drink black coffee.
I would think that most people who drink coffee, if you don't specifically like it black, do something with it.
Right, right.
I mean, that's not too far of a stretch. I think it would be weird if he didn't like iced tea.
Hate it.
You know, that would be Irish.
What about Gwyneth Paltrow?
Ooh.
This is a really stupid, specific food to hate.
Hamburgers, pizza, tater tots.
Anything that's fun.
Anything that's fun.
What's the cheapest version of...
Ramen noodles.
Spray cheese.
cheese whiz.
No, spray cheese. Like out of the can? You know, like you could spray it in your mouth or on a wheat thin?
What's it called? Cheese whiz, I thought.
No, cheese whiz comes in a glass jar. And then you could heat it up in the microwave.
I always get cheese whiz.
I don't think that... I think that's a different name.
What is it that she hates?
She hates the spray cheese. That's just what it's called.
Spray cheese, right.
Cheese whiz. It's easy cheese now.
Told you. Easy cheese. Cheese whiz back in the day came in that glass jar. You got to warm it up.
I got a cease and desist when that was my rap name.
What's that?
Yo, dog, I'm easy cheese.
All right, what about Jennifer Aniston? Jennifer Aniston, TV star?
Asparagus.
Think she is super rich, but it's a rich food she doesn't like.
Caviar.
Correct.
Most people don't like caviar.
You can't, she says, quote, you can't acquire that taste no matter how many people say it.
Well, no, you can. You just have to be a fish.
All right, what about Khloe Kardashian?
Doesn't seem like
Khloe. Which one is she?
What were you going to say? What were you going to say, Ted?
Gillette.
Lettuce.
Pork.
Oh.
She says, I'd rather gain.
She said what?
I would for sure rather gain 10 pounds and eat pork.
Wait a minute. Who was Khloe Kardashian?
I was the one that married Lamar Odom.
That's not good.
You know, OJ's my father.
You can't date exclusively NBA players and not like pork. Where are you going to go to dinner?
I think you can.
You can't go to get barbecue.
No, but...
I guess you can eat chicken. But I'm going for, like, ribs. What? What are you talking about? I mean, like, look, if she... I don't know.
Chrissy Teigen, she's known as a good eater.
She cooks at home.
She cooks a lot in post videos
That's
of her
much
eating.
Different.
Sorry.
Hey, I heard you're a good eater.
That was my nickname as a kid.
The good eater.
Probably something healthy.
Well, it's a snack food.
Yogurt?
No. It's a snack food. It's a dip.
like French onion dip?
Hummus.
Hummus.
She says hummus has to be the most overrated snack category food alive. I disagree, because she's clearly never had boar's head, everything bagel hummus. That stuff is amazing.
Everything bagel hummus?
Oh, my God, dude. It is so good.
So they put the seasoning the from anything bagel into the hummus?
Everything, yeah.
Huh.
Okay. And anything bagel seasoning.
Anything
bagel. You know what? Let's get anything bagel.
Get the one off the floor with the hairs on it.
Just throw it at
Doesn't
me.
Doesn't sound bad.
By catching on my finger.
Anything bagel. What's on it? Don't know.
All right, Jimmy Fallon, host of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. What does he hate? Which do you want to hint or you just want to guess?
Interventions.
In a beer.
No, he hates something that most of us white people like and love.
Macaroni and cheese?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, mayonnaise.
My perspective was real quick.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, it's got to be mayonnaise.
It is a white person thing, white mayonnaise?
No.
No?
That's why I guessed it first.
Okay, like, I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like mayonnaise?
I love it.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, my God, I'm white.
Mike just gave me, like, the white, like, thumbs up. I like mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Huh. Yeah, sometimes you live a stereotype, right? I like mayonnaise.
Yeah, I'm living it.
And you know what else? You made the joke earlier, Thrill, but you're damn right I'll throw a craisin into some chicken salad.
I know you will.
Oh,
I know you will.
I don't give a damn.
Guess who won't? Me.
All right. And this last one. TV star, singer, Kelly Clarkson. What does she hate?
Meatballs.
I don't know.
No, what does she hate?
Oh.
Brussels sprouts?
Oh, boy.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Massachusetts authorities finally catch a serial pooper who crapped in a parking lot 8 different times. Meanwhile, a Florida woman attacks her son and husband naked in a mom, I did not need to see that type of crime. Up the road, Florida man sets apartment on fire, trying to stay warm. A man tries to register beer as a support animal, which should be the norm. And a driver jumps 337 feet over a river, Dukes a Hazzard style, and kills himself. It is time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to Massachusetts where we have a continuation in the Serial Pooper Chronicles.
Oh, that's what I'm going to go with, because honestly, this is still happening.
A woman was arrested after she was caught defecating in a store parking lot no less than 8 times in a single month. They initially thought the droppings were left by an animal, but the wipes and paper that they found left behind as well told another story. She's due back in court in a couple of months.
They said she was a pillar in the community. Yes. Sounds to me like she's trying to build pillars in the community.
She's a pillar in the community. She put 8 times in 1 month in a parking lot.
At least if you're a runner, it's a bad excuse, but it's an excuse.
It's understood.
Right.
It doesn't say she's a runner.
I know.
No, that's the difference. Runners, you go like, look, it doesn't excuse it, but we understand.
Superintendent that got caught, he was running around the track and then just laying it out right there.
And you're like, what's wrong with you? But we understand.
Right.
This woman's like, wait a minute, you're telling me.
This is just your spot.
That's where you poop.
Spray paint a target.
Because you have one of those few homes that doesn't have a bathroom.
Speaking of making our own segments, I need another one for this for nude people. Police received a call from a family of a woman that they say went on a tirade. The woman had come home from work and managed to get into a fight with her husband, a fight that led to her throwing a book at him and striking him and her son.
Throw the book at him.
Throw the book. She then proceeded to strip nude and get into her Volkswagen and speed off.
Okay. In front of her 20-year-old adult son.
Correct.
He hates this.
Later!
Yep.
I saw my mom naked and she's upset.
Then she took my car for a ride. I'll never sit in that seat again. No.
She's a sweaty woman.
I didn't have covers.
I know. Like, nah, mom, you can just keep it. Your car now.
It's felt.
Oh.
She was eventually caught up to by police and arrested, and you will never guess where this classic gal comes from.
Florida!
Honestly, I need something about police having to tackle naked people. It just happens
to me too often. Police.
Tackling naked people. Next time on Police Tackling Naked People.
Law and Order, Naked People.
Right.
That would be realistic, at least.
There's a group of criminals that no matter what you do, they get naked before you can accost them. There's an elite police force called the Rookies that deal with these people. These are their stories. Jing, jing.
Boom, boom. He's high on PCP and he's mad at the world, standing on top of a car in his driveway, but he's naked. Rookie, get on that.
She's twerking on top of a car and she will not stop.
You know, a new rule. Don't twerk on top of cars unless you own the car.
Even then.
Or you're with the dude who owns the car.
Don't get on anybody's car unless it's yours.
That's right. And don't pull down your pants when the cops ask you to stop twerking.
And spit at him.
Now, if I cruise by and go, woo, twerking, pop on the hood.
Do it.
That'd be a strange day. All of a sudden, I have a car and I'm picking up people on the street.
Twerking 9 to 5.
Covered this a little bit earlier today. We go to South Carolina for an interesting story. Police received a call about a possible burglary in progress at a nearby farm. K-9 unit arrived at the farm and took the dog out of the car while they were waiting for backup. While waiting, a cow distracted the dog, leading the K-9 to actually bite and attack the cow. To protect the animal, the officer actually tased the dog and put it back on the leash. While they were moving the dog back to the car, the cow retaliated by attacking the officer, who is now being treated for minor injuries. If I'm not mistaken, the cow trampled the officer.
Yeah, knocked down some other broad, and in the end, the call ended up being...
Exactly. Right. What's worse is that the burglar call was actually completely false. There was no burglary at all.
Okay.
There was
no reason. I think the cow set everyone up. That's a set of dial 911.
Just like the fireman. Next, I'm going to trample a cop. There are ways to stay warm in the cold, but one man's method is a little bit questionable. The man was arrested after he set fire to his apartment by way of stack of paperwork. A fire large enough that set off smoke detectors alerting authorities. When asked about the fire, he said that he had set the paperwork ablaze to keep himself warm despite the many options in his neighbors and building owners.
The hell is wrong with him?
Right?
I mean, come on, man. You know better than that, you dummy. You big dummy.
Well, and it's paperwork. How did it get so out of hand to where it set your apartment on fire?
I have enough to keep warm. Well, the person who has that much paperwork is the same person who would decide to light it on fire to keep warm.
You fell asleep next to it, didn't you? Mm-hmm. A man from Brooklyn is the latest to push the limits of the emotional support envelope. The man is a frequent traveler out of the area, notices every time that it is a federal crime to smoke or drink without prior written consent. So thinking that he was being clever, the man filed to have his beer acknowledged as an emotional support dog, as it helps him with his social anxiety disorder. Unfortunately for him, a worker came forward and told him that the registration would have no legal merit. Miles, I know that you're giving me that look. It wasn't on a plane. He saw this on a bus.
Okay. All right.
So I'm guessing that he wanted to push it as far, you know, into both means of travel there. But
You're just saying it's an emotional support, the beer?
Yes. And they're saying, yeah, no.
It's like, well, that peacock is. How come my beer is?
Exactly. Hey, it makes me feel better. On the
you got your dumb dog on here. Give me a beer.
Mine doesn't shed. On the note of the support animals, by the way, the USDOT has proposed that the only animal that qualifies as an emotional support animal are specifically trained dogs. So if it passes, the only animals that would be allowed on planes are actual trained dogs.
All right, what if I specifically train my dog to open me beer?
What's this?
He can't do anything if I don't have the beer. So if I have the beer, then he does the thing he was trained to do.
Fine, I'll go to the back of the plane. Take my card.
Yeah, he gets beers and he gets help when you fall over.
That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow for the return of Ted versus the FCC. And we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.